You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to say no with grace and grit. Stay tuned. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I've got a guest on the program who is going to be helping us to learn how to say no in a graceful way and also talk a little bit about how the brain works. Her name is Michelle Molitor. Is that, am I pronouncing the last name right?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, very good. So first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Michelle.
Thank you so much to having me on the show, Gloria Grace. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Well, we appreciate it. And I know that we're going to have a really great conversation today because let me share with you just a little bit about who this wonderful woman is. She is the founder and CEO of Nectar Consulting, Inc. and co-author of the best-selling book, Breakthrough Healing. And she works with executives and entrepreneurs, bringing more than 25 years of experience, intuitive insights, and strategic business savvy to their success. She's an expert at enhancing the capacity of leaders to build high-performing teams and exponentially increase bottom-line results. And she does this through a unique rapid rewiring approach, I should say, which is a culmination of years of study in the realms of emotional intelligence, neuroscience, organizational psychology, and rapid transformational therapy. And what she's able to do is catalyze shifts in thinking and eliminate mental and emotional blocks to rapidly rewire your brain for greater confidence and success. And I tell you, that is a really good thing to be able to help people with, because I know, as someone who has discovered over the last 10 years that I've been in business, that I have had some limiting beliefs, shall we say, that I inherited from my parents, especially my mom, that I've had to work with and rewire a bit in order to
undo those things that we inherited. Thank you to our lovely parents and families of origin.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and they did the best they could, and a lot of stuff is not even their fault. It's going back even more.
Yep, it gets handed down.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is something that I know, again, this is something I have personal experience with, the way I grew up being a bit of a people pleaser, shall we say. And I know, I think also a lot of women and women entrepreneurs, we are especially heart-centered people, I think, in particular. We want to be able to help everyone. We want to be able to, make our clients happy, or we want to make our families happy, or we want to make our communities happy, and sometimes wind up putting ourselves last. So how do we learn to say no with grace and grit?
Yes, it is an important skill to learn, because we are compassionate, kind, amazing human beings. And oftentimes there is that people-pleasing element with us, within us, to keep the peace, to not upset the apple cart, to go along, to get along, right? And I myself have, done a fair bit of that myself too, over the years. And through my work as an executive coach and rapid transformational therapist now, I just had my 19th anniversary last week.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Super exciting. and what I found is that we have these beliefs that we've inherited, right, that are implanted in our subconscious thinking and the back of our mind, which is about 90% of your brain power, right? So it does most of the work.
Yeah.
In the daily computing of our lives. And if you've got beliefs in there that say, oh, in order to be safe, I have to behave this particular way, right? And you can thank your amygdala, which is the fight or flight mechanism in your brain. I like to call her Amy. Amy loves you. She just wants to keep you safe.
Right.
And Amy's very steadfast. So if you give her a belief at age 5, she will hold on to that belief until you rip it out of her hands and give her a new belief. Mm-hmm. Right? So the first thing is to notice, where are you avoiding social pain for fear of being judged? I'm going to say, sure, I'll do that because I'm avoiding social pain of being judged, of being not liked, fear of missing out, FOMO, you know, it's very popular. And just recognizing like, oh, I didn't say no to helping that person on that project, even though I know that I don't have enough time and I'm already feeling overwhelmed, but I wanted to make them happy. And so you get to notice, where are you sacrificing yourself, your own needs, wants, and desires to take care of other people, even though it's making you unhappy, right?
Yeah.
And I can hear the chorus saying, but isn't that selfish?
Right.
No, my friends, it is not being selfish, because if you're depleted, if you've given everything to everyone else, then there's nothing left for you. And then you can't do your good work in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yep. So it's about pulling your own energy back in, recalibrating, and getting more and more clear, discerning what do you really need to say yes to and what do you really need to say no to, right? So you can do that a couple of ways to make those priorities, right? Mm-hmm. First, understanding, what are your core values? What are the things that are like water and air to you that you have to have in your daily life? And if that request coming at you is out of alignment with your values, that's one indicator that you might need to say no, right?
Yeah.
Another indicator is, how is your body responding to that request, right? We have this amazing contraption called a body, and we operate most of the time from about here up, right? From just the head up,
right?
And we ignore all of the other information we're getting from our body. And if someone says, hey, Gloria Grace, can you jump in and help me out with this project? I know you're really busy, but oh gosh, I could really, really use your help. And if your shoulders immediately go, right up in your ears and your back tightens up, that's your body going, you might need to pause and think about that for a hot minute, right? So really tuning into your own internal dialogue and listening to the wisdom that it has to share with you is really, really important. When we ignore that, our bodies will get louder and louder with their messages, right?
Oh, yeah.
First, it might be a headache, then it might be a backache, and it might be a migraine, and then you might be on the floor with your back out, right?
Yep.
It's like your body going, I tried to warn you, but you didn't listen.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So there's these different tools that you can use to start to help guide you in discerning what's going to be most important for you as the way to share your time and your life force, your energy with other people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely have learned, and it's been interesting over the last few years, that my body is very sensitive to my emotions. And this first showed up, I think, after my sister passed away. And like that following year, I was having tremendous back issues. And once I got it under control, and then when it came back, I was like, okay, what's going on in my life right now? And then I'd be kind of like, oh, Yeah, that's what it is. And as soon as I could start to fix the emotional side of it, then the back tended to clear up. So, which is kind of disappointed my chiropractor. I'm not going to see him as often, but but I like it better myself.
Well, and you raise a really great point. One of my favorite quotes is, your greatest, this quote is, emotions that cannot find their vent in tears will cause other organs to weep. By Dr. Henley Moseley, which was from like the 18th century or something. Right? He was a psychologist. And I had a similar experience, right? I literally got up on Thanksgiving morning and my back went locked up. And I was in severe pain for like 9 months. I had cortisol shots to my spine, nothing helped. And I had, unfortunately, that May, this was after 7, 8, 9 months, a very close friend of mine passed away unexpectedly. And we created this beautiful ceremony of life for her. And I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And shortly thereafter, my back pain went away. And it was such a huge aha for me to see, like, oh, I had all this pent up other emotions, other traumas in my life that were all being stored in my back. And when I let them out by just crying my eyes out for hours, literally, it started to dissipate. So there's a lot of power that we hold in our bodies, and we just have to let that stuff move through. You can't think, oh, I'll get to that another time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It comes back to haunt you. I want to talk about something else in a minute, but there's one thing. I find it really fascinating when I'm interviewing folks and I see signs behind them. And for those of you who are listening, you're not able to see this, but you have a great sign on your bookcase that says, behind every successful woman is herself.
Amen.
I love that.
And next to that, it says possibilitarian.
Yeah, share with me a little bit about that. What does that really mean to you?
So it was a gift from my mother. And my mother is a very strong woman. She and my father have been business partners and married for almost 62 years now. And, I've always endeavored to be as good as a businesswoman as she has been. And, women are amazing. We are the doers and the plate spinners. Not to say that men don't do as well,
right?
But it seems like, there's always career and family that a lot of women have to balance, right?
Yeah.
Which doubles the load, and they still don't get the credit, and they're paid less than men.
Yeah,
right. Which is really annoying. Yes. And it's even more evident now with COVID. I just saw an article on the news just yesterday about so many women are actually leaving their jobs because they have to be at home taking care of their kids because they're homeschooling their kids. Right.
Right.
It's been crazy this year. So, giving yourself credit for all the hard work that you do. Right.
Yeah.
And know that you are tenacious and you're resilient and you are able to do this. Earlier this year, I worked with an amazing coach by the name of Lindsay Ardmore. And we did some serious deep dive work together on some of the aspects of my business. And she sent me this bracelet when we first started, and it moved me to tears because it says, and still she persisted. Right. And it's just like, it still brings me to tears. It's like someone recognized how hard I work.
Yeah.
Right. And gave me credit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we don't do that for ourselves, and exactly. We don't do that with each other, particularly as women. It can be very easy to see women start snipping at each other. And it's like, ladies, we gotta stay together.
That's right. Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. We really gotta have each other's back. So that's kind of what's behind that.
I like that very much. Very good. Well, The other thing I want to talk to you about is something which I think also does sort of play into why we don't give ourselves credit enough, is this area of neuroscience. And I have to tell you, I've been, actually fortunate, and this is my sister helping me out from beyond. She was a massage therapist, and she had a great book collection. And when she passed, I sort of just kind of picked some books that sounded interesting and brought them home with me. Well, a couple of them were actually about the brain. And I know one of them was called like Making a Great Brain Great, or making, yeah, something, make it greater or something, and how the brain works. And I read them and I was really fascinated about our capacity to really change. So I was wondering, first off, what got you interested in the subject of neuroscience in particular?
Sure. So in my former career, I was a creative director in web development. Mm. I did that for 10 years. I was a graphic designer, creative director. And then I moved to San Francisco at the height of the boom in 2000 and thought I had my golden ticket and we were going to IPO. And then the market crashed. Yeah. And essentially about 9 months later, I got bullied out of my job.
Oh, no.
And it was quite devastating for me. And at that point, my uncle suggested that I get a coach. There are these things called career coaches now. I was like, okay, where do I find one? And so I found a coach to help me figure out what to do next because I was such a deer in the headlights. Mm. And in the process of being coached, I found my true calling. Like, oh, this is the work I'm meant to be doing, right? Mm. So I got trained and certified, started my company, Nectar Consulting, and I've been doing it ever since. And all along the last 20 years, I've been doing a deep dive into personal development and how does our brain work and why do we do the things that we do and why do some people have confidence and some people have no confidence, right? This has been really fascinating to me because my confidence was shattered. And I, you know, was like trying to glue the pieces back together and recalibrate who I was. Yeah. And so it had me really do a deep dive into, well, how do our brains work and why is it that some people react this way and some people react that way. For a few years, I had a whole belief around coaching. Well, it's kind of woo-woo, right? But it's not woo-woo. It's science, people. It's science. That's what I love about it. And so it's actually now the science has given us so much more information about how neuroplasticity works, right? Mm-hmm. How we can continually learn and grow and change our brain. So many amazing stories about, for example, people who have suffered strokes, right? It literally kills a part of your brain.
Yeah.
And now science tells us through this amazing process that other parts of your brain will literally start to rewire themselves to take over the part that's not working.
Yeah.
Right. And you can retrain your brain. Right. So basically what I do through my rapid rewiring work is I'm combining what's called rapid transformational therapy, or RTT for short, with coaching over a 30-day period. And I'm helping people get at their limiting beliefs at a subconscious level. Mm. Right. And we're identifying them, we're rewriting the script, rewriting the story, the emotional baggage is getting left behind, and then building new neural pathways in their brain around new beliefs, new habits, new strategies for success. So it is possible. It's very powerful. I've worked with folks all over the world and have helped them not only change their mindset, increase their confidence, their self-esteem, their levels of success. But in the process, those emotional scars that we've been carrying around, as we talked about earlier, can create physical manifestations and ailments in our bodies.
Right.
And so I've watched folks literally release chronic migraines, IBS, adrenal fatigue that they've been dealing with years and decades in a matter of 30 to 90 days.
Wow.
So our brains are phenomenal places and we've only scratched the surface of what we can actually accomplish with it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, and it is interesting. I this capacity to change our thinking, and because we have that power, and I've learned that in working with different coaches and in different programs, and even just figuring it out for myself sometimes, because there was a story I had developed from something that happened to me when I was 7 years old. I was in second grade, and I liked a boy and was chasing him around the schoolyard at lunchtime, trying to kiss him. And one day during show and tell, he got up and told the class about that. And I, at that moment, just got so embarrassed. I mean, that's what I remember, just feeling really mortified, embarrassed that he, you know, told everybody what I was doing. Not that it was really a big secret, because everybody, you know, could see that what I was doing. It really wasn't right. A secret. But because I didn't have confidence in myself at that time. But I was going through a program a few years ago, and I was at the airport journaling, and this thought came into my head about it, and I was like, you know, maybe I was looking at it wrong. Maybe he was actually bragging to the class that I was chasing him. Maybe he really even liked me, and I just took it the wrong way. I could have just as easily been happy about it, and, you know, maybe sat up straighter and, you know, and smiled and, you know, said, but I didn't do that. But I'm thinking, well, maybe I can just decide to, that is what happened now, because what the heck, he's not around. He doesn't know anymore. You know, he's not going to know if I change my mind about it. So I'm just choosing to now remember it in a much more positive way, because that other way didn't serve me at all.
Exactly. And you did that's a beautiful key thing to do right there. Right. I do that with my clients while they're in hypnosis, actually. Like, okay, so see the scene that you're seeing, feel the feelings that you're having now. How do you really want it to be? Change the dynamic, change the story, change the outcome, because your mind in a state of hypnosis doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined.
Right.
So when you change it, right, in this state, then you're letting go of the emotional charge that was around that scene.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, that was great. He really liked me. And wow, I got this whole boost of confidence from that. And wow, I feel great. And it creates this amazing ripple effect all the way forward throughout your life.
Mm, that's awesome. So that is what you do then. You help people actually using hypnosis as one of the tools that you use.
Yeah,
that's smart, because I think that does probably make it happen faster. That probably leads to that rapid transformation you're talking about.
It does. Yeah. It makes things happen a lot faster, because, you know, coaching, therapy, they all have their places. And what I love and what I've experienced for myself using RTT is that when you get at something at a subconscious level, you're bypassing your critical judging prefrontal cortex, right? Where we do about 5 to 10% of your conscious thinking. So you move past the conscious mind to the subconscious mind in an alpha brainwave state, which is that half awake, half asleep place. It's actually your super learning state. So when you're changing out the story, you're swapping out the script, bad script, good script. Okay, put the bad script in the trash can. And then I actually create a customized recording for my clients as well, based on all the data and our conversations and whatnot. And it's mixed in with binaural music, and it has in a particular way in lilt and cadence, instilling new empowering beliefs and thoughts and habits, right? And you listen to that recording every night as you drift off to sleep for 21 to 30 days. And that repetition is actually building those new neural pathways. So your brain likes what's familiar.
Right.
And what you're familiar has been, oh, I'm a terrible person. I'm so embarrassed. I have no confidence, right? Yeah. And so Amy, your amygdala, took that belief and has been holding on to it this whole time.
Exactly.
So now you're saying, Amy, no, we're going to change that. I'm going to swap you. I'm going to give you this new belief, and we're going to take that other one. We're going to throw it away. She's like, oh, okay, great. I still have a job. Just as long as she has a job, she's very happy. Right. And so through that process and over that 30-day period, in addition with the coaching and whatnot, my clients are able to really find new perspectives about themselves. Mm. I am enough. I am confident. I believe in myself. I'm worthy. I'm lovable. I'm deserving, right? And when they can start to change those beliefs at a very deep subconscious level, everything starts to change. It's really quite amazing to witness.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine. That's awesome. What is your favorite thing? Let's just go there. What is your favorite thing about what you do? What really just lights you up about the work?
The thing that lights me up the most is when I'm working with someone and they come to me and they're like, "Oh, I have this heavy, horrible thing that I'm carrying and I can't carry it any longer. Please help me. I've tried everything. I don't know what else to do. Mm. Please help me." And they're even skeptical. Like,
right.
Are you sure this is going to work? And we go through the process and they do the work and they listen to the recording and we have our coaching sessions and they show up on the other side of that and they're lighter and they're brighter and it's like they're a whole different person. I have a thank you note here on my wall that one of my clients sent me. She had been dealing with an eating disorder her whole life since she was 15, and she was 50 at the time. And it says on the front, "The mind is everything what you think you become." And in it, she basically says, you know, "Thank you. Although our time together was short, you've truly transformed my life. Mm. I'm eternally grateful." Mm. And her need to, you know, binge eat a cake or a pie at night disappeared. And she wrote me, you know, like a month later, she was like, "I'm down a dress size. I feel great." You know, so it's those moments where someone reclaims their life from their fears that have been holding them hostage for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. That's the beautiful nugget that lights me up and makes my whole day.
Yeah, that's great. I can see that being so worthwhile. And I know even the work that I've done with clients, it does. It's like when I hear about them doing something that maybe they were scared to do before and now they've been able to do it. Makes me feel good too. How do you, generally work with clients like one-on-one, or do you ever do any other type of like group programs, or how does that work?
Yeah. So yes, and yes, both is the answer. So I have a couple different ways that I work with folks. I have my one-on-one rapid rewiring program. That's the deep dive work that we do over 30, 60 or 90 days, depending on the stuff that they're coming to me with. I also have my Rapid Rewire membership community. And inside of that, we have twice monthly masterclass coaching sessions. Each month we have a different topic. This month we've been talking about tapping into your power and presence. How do you expand your presence as a leader? We have guest experts, and each month has a different transformation recording. That's that guided hypnosis recording that I make. And then there'll be other tools and tidbits that I put in each month because I have an abundance of content that I love to share with people. So the membership, people can come in and stay, you know, it's monthly, stay as long as they like. And there's a ton of information and resources there and a beautiful community of support of like-minded other business professionals from all over the place in it. So, and then, you know, for my corporate friends out there, I'm actually getting ready to launch a whole corporate employee well-being program, which is going to have trainings, which includes the membership as well for support for folks. So there's a couple different ways that I get to work with folks, which is really joyful.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you, and actually I'm just even curious for me, just because I know that, for some reason, especially like this week, it's been challenging for me. And a good friend suggested that it might have been because both presidential candidates were in our state. And maybe I was picking up on the energy. And I was like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the whole nation is feeling crunchy right now.
Yeah. But I'm just
can't come fast enough.
Yeah, I know. I'm so going to be really glad when that takes place. Have you found that... for yourself, I mean, because you are, you know, you're doing work for other people, but how has this year, which has been a unique year, how have you been managing and what do you do to be able to help yourself when you feel challenged?
Sure. Well, as a, I learned this years ago, as a highly sensitive person, i.e. I have very active mirror neurons in my brain, which pick up on everybody else's emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Always have been this way. And so I'm very aware of all that's happening. I mean, just the energy of this year has been very heavy and anxious, for many, many people all around the world. Right. And so, before COVID, I would go to the gym two or three times a week and I lift weights, right? Yeah, and I was super strong. And then COVID hit and I can't go to the gym and I haven't been able to go. Yeah. So hopefully, like this weekend, I actually get to go to the gym for the first time in I don't know how long. But for me, other ways that I've been coping, meditation, I was able to plant and nurture my vegetable garden this year. So that was, you know, my Zen time would go out at lunch and I'd water my tomatoes and talk to them and make them happy. You know, just being outdoors, going for hikes, watching the birds. I have a hummingbird feeder attached to my window and they come and dance for me all the time, all throughout the day. And then my own pets, right? I have a couple of cats and this crazy golfing cockatoo named Alice that keeps me very well entertained. So it's really about taking time to reconnect with yourself and getting quiet. Doing a digital detox, turn off the news, take time to do creative endeavors. I paint. So that's like, that's one of my paintings.
Lovely.
And just, you know, finding outlets for that energy. So it doesn't get bottled up, and listen to your body. So it, cause it'll tell you what it needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's good. Great advice. Cause I think that is, yeah, it's been a challenging year for everybody, and I think it's so important to find ways. And I know I've done some new things this year. I mean, I even started writing songs, which is something I haven't done since I was like seven, I think.
That's amazing! Congratulations.
Yeah, so, and just doing lots of different writing, even you know poetry a little bit, and so I realized too this week, it was like, I think I need to do some more of that. So I started doing some different types of journaling to help myself. And it's so important. We really do need to take care of ourselves. Because like you said, if we don't, then people aren't going to be able to, we're not going to be able to take care of other people really, if we don't start with ourselves.
Right. And you know, you've probably heard this before, use it or lose it. Mm. It's very, very true about your brain. Right. And your body.
Yeah.
So if you just sit and are sedate on the couch and you're not using your body, you're not using your brain, it will wither on the vine. Right. So getting some kind of exercise every day is really important for your physical and emotional well-being. You know, it creates endorphins throughout your body, which makes you feel better. Some of your happy chemicals, you know, for me, designing things, building things is a creative endeavor. So I've literally built out this whole corporate employee well-being program over the last 3 months. Like, I could have sat and read a book, or I could do this whole new thing. So, you know, that's just what keeps me happy and keeps my brain engaged, and writing articles and giving, you know, interviews like this is all fun stuff for me, right?
That's awesome. Well, I want to also ask you if someone is interested in learning more about some of the rapid rewiring that you're offering, what is the best way for people to learn about you?
Sure. So you can always visit my website, nectarconsulting.com, N-E-C-T-A-R consulting.com. And it's, I'm getting a new website any moment now. Ooh, and yeah. I'm pulling some things apart. So you can always look for me at nectarconsulting.com, or very soon, in like probably 3 weeks, michellemolitor.com as well, right? Very so good. You'll have access to me in both places. And invite you to, if you're curious and you'd like to talk more about some of the challenges you're facing, I'm happy to have a complimentary discovery call with you. We'll spend 30 minutes over the phone and you can share with me some more about what's not working and what you'd like to shift. So it is possible, I promise.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. That's for sure. As I like to joke sometimes, as screwed up as I've been in the past, I know I've made a lot of progress. And so if I can do it, anybody can do it. And even faster, I'm sure. but I'm okay. I'm okay with the pace I'm taking. It's all
you know, we all get there the moment we need to get there, not a moment before.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So if you are listening right now and you don't have a pen to jot that down, don't worry, I will have all of the links in the show notes for you. So yeah, thanks so much for being here. You've been a real, I knew this was going to be a good conversation, and I'm really glad that you were able to take some time and spend it with us today.
Yes, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. So lovely to chat with you, and hopefully provide some insights for folks who are listening. And yeah, you know, your brain is an amazing place. So you get to use it and strengthen it like every other muscle in your body.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, again, thank you all who are listening, either subscribers. I appreciate you. And if you're watching on YouTube as well, I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate all the comments. It's nice to get reviews and comments on my YouTube channel too, which is wonderful. I do pay attention to them. I do read them. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.